Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
to him. I would like to welcome you to the hour
Bowl of Power broadcast this morning. We're coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We'll hear to bring forth the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that's able to save souls and to pull them from the very mouth of hell. We'll hear that the Lord God can be exalted, that men and women, boys and girls, that they'll know that there is a God, that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I want to proclaim to you this morning that God has all power in his hand. I want you to know that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask of thee. And there is nothing too hard for God to do. Make no mistake about it, for he is able to move on your behalf. I don't know what battles that you are confronting. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I want you to know that God has whatever problem, whatever sickness, whatever infirmity, whatever disease, whatever it may be today, whatever you're facing today, God is able to move on your behalf. I don't know whether or not it is on your job, but God has it. I don't know if it's a child, a loved one, but God has it. I don't know whether it's your husband, but God has it. I don't know if it's a neighbor or friend, but God has it. So I want you to know and get ready just to believe the word of God. When you begin to read the word of God says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said, you shall know truth, and the truth will make you free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Somebody need to be free today. Somebody's shackles need to come off. Somebody's heart need to be touched. Somebody's soul need to be saved. So we want you to get ready to get in the Word of God. I am the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And this morning we're coming from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, and that is found in the Old Testament. And I want you to know today that God is in control. We're going to begin to read at that first verse at the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. I thank God when a man of God and a woman of God can stand on the unadulterated word, when they can stand on what God says to a nation, to a people, to an individual, and proclaim the word of God. I hear and you read as Elijah, he was a Tishbite. And he spoke unto the king and let him know that it was not going to rain until he says it was going to rain. It was not going to be any dew or rain these years, but according to my word. So that is show you the power of God's word. When we can stand on God's word, when we can hear the voice of God and proclaim it and not be afraid. And so it was. He began to proclaim. He began to let Ahab know that it was not going to rain these years, but according to my word. And then it tells us, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, here the God was speaking to Elijah, and the word of the Lord came unto him and said, get thee. He wanted him to go and turn eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith. That is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook that I have commanded. I have commanded the raven to feed thee. God, take care of his people. You may be in a situation today. You may be in a place where you are not sure, or you are worried, you may have been intimidated, or you may have been put in a position that you don't know where to go or how you may be taken care of. But when you can rely on the word of God, when you can stand on the word of God and know that the word of God say, I will never leave you. He said that I will never forsake you. So therefore, God had told him, to Elijah, to go to that brook. And he said, I have commanded, I have told this raven. A raven is a dirty bird. But God said, I have commanded the raven to feed thee there. I am sending, I'm going to command. I'm telling that this raven, he will keep you alive. He will keep you and sustain you at my command. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. But he went and dwelled by the brook of Cherith that is before Jordan. And the raven brought him bread and fish in the morning, and bread and fish, flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. So therefore, God sustained him. I believe David said, he said, I have been young, and now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So therefore, God will take care of his people. I believe that 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And here we have to depend upon God. Sometimes we don't know when the next meal is going, where the next meal is going to come from. But when we can keep our eyes upon him, I believe in the word of God, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who hath made the heaven and the earth. Here in the word of God, it says, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. Listen, God has told Elijah to go by this brook of Cherith. And he said that he had a raven that he had commanded the raven to feed him there. And then the raven had brought him flesh and bread for him to eat that was able to sustain him and was able to fill him and was able to give him that nourishment that he needed. And then God had let him know even that I'm not going to just get the bread and the flesh, but I have a brook here that you'll be able to drink from. But one day that brook dried up. One day that he wasn't able to no longer to get the water from this brook. But yet it let us know that God wants us to continually to depend on him. God wants us continually to have that faith and that confidence and that trust in him. I believe in the word of God in Hebrew. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, but I'm going to believe God. I don't see it, but I'm going to stand on God's word. I don't see it, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and I will trust in the Lord with all my spirit. And here, the man of God. God has taken him to a place that was at that time was going to sustain him. But the brook dried up. And then after the brook had dried up, God had, and there had been no rain in the land, God had told Elijah that the the word of the Lord, it came to him and said, go. Now, that was going to sustain you for a while, but right now, I want you to rise. I want you to get up. I want you to go to Zarephath, and Zarephath, which is in Zidon, belongs to Zidon, and there, behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. Oh, my God. He said, I have commanded, remember, I have commanded this raven to bring you bread and bring you flesh. And I had the brook here to give you the water that you needed. But now the brook has dried up. And God allowed that brook to dry up. I don't just believe that the brook just dried up, but God caused things to happen to us in order to make us and to get us into that higher height and that deeper depth in him. God has a plan for our lives. So here God is saying, okay, I've commanded the raven to bring you this flesh and bring you this bread, but now I want you to go unto Zarephath. I want you to go to Zarephath, and I have commanded, he say, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Oh, God, look at God. Look at God moving in the interest of his vessel, oh my God, of his ambassador, the man of God, his mouthpiece. So therefore, he arose, he was obedient, and he went to Zarephath. And when he came unto the gates of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, and the widow woman was gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. He seen the widow woman. He heard what God said. God said that I have commanded the widow woman to sustain thee. So therefore, when he had came into the city and he seen this woman, this widow woman gathering sticks, he called to her and told her to bring her and some water in a vessel that he may drink. And then after he had asked him, he said, and as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. Oh, it wasn't enough to ask this widow woman to bring him the water. He was thirsty, and yet he was telling her to bring him some water. Ask them to bring some water to him. And not only as she began to go and to fetch the water, then he said, bring me a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Oh, my God, sometimes we don't know what we have in our hand. Sometimes we don't know what we already possess. Sometimes we don't know what all the possessions and the riches that we have. All we can look at sometimes is what we see. But our confidence, our faith, our assurance should be in the Almighty God. The faith that we have is better than prodigal. It's better than that rock. It is better than Blue Cross Blue Shield. We need to know that God is our shield, and that he will shield us, and he will lead us, and he will guide us, and he will protect us. Oh, my God. But we can just look at who God is. Somebody today needs to know who God is. Somebody needs to trust God. Somebody needs to know that God is able to provide. Somebody needs to know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. This woman, she had, she say, I don't even have a cake, but I have a handful of meal, and I have a handful of meal in this barrel, and a little oil, she said, in a crude. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that she could go and dress in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat and die. Oh, when she was looking at what she did not have or what she thought she did not have, I'm going to take this and I'm going to prepare this for me and my son. And after my son eat, then we're going to die. She was thinking that that's all that we have. So I don't have anything else to look forward to because this is all that we have. And after I cook this, then I know that me, this is what she's saying, I know that me and my son, that we're going to die because there's nothing else to eat. There's nothing else to sustain. But God has sent her there that she could sustain, because that's what God said. God told him, God told Elijah that I'm going to send him there that he can, that she can sustain him. But in her obedience, in Elijah obedience, he had gone to this widow woman and he requested. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. He didn't look at her being a widow woman. He didn't pay attention to what she said. He heard her, but yet he had faith to believe that God will move on both of their behalf. He had faith to believe if the woman obeyed God that she would live and not die. He had faith to believe that if she believed God in the word that he was speaking to her and obedient to her, that she and her son will live. So Elijah said unto her, fear not. And that's what it is. We have to move and get the fear out of our heart, the fear out of our mind, the fear of being able to trust the Lord. See, even in the time when we don't see, but we don't see the answer, we have to remember that Jesus Christ, that he is that answer. He is that truth. He is that life. He is the one that provides. He is the way when we don't see a way. He is that way unto sustain us and to keep us. He'll keep us not only from dying physically, but he will keep us from dying spiritually. He'll keep us from dying physically because of the fact of lack of food, a lack of being taken care of nourishment. He will provide. And then he'll provide for us, and because of the fact that even if we trust God, even in the spiritual realm, when we can trust him, when we can eat of his word, when we can believe his word, we can be sustained by his word. He will cause us not to die in eternal damnation. He will cause us to live forever with him. So we have to make a choice. She had to make a choice. She had to make a choice whether she was going to eat what she had, and she had to make a choice whether she was going to eat it or share it and give it to Elijah. But God let her know, and God let Elijah speak to this woman of God and let the woman of God, giving her some comfort, don't fear. Fear not, but do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first. Can you imagine this woman? This is her, looks like it's her last meal. Looks like it's going to be his last meal for her son. And here's a mouthpiece of God, the man of God, telling her, go ahead and do what you say you're going to do, but bring me some cake first. Bring me a little cupcake first. Bring it unto me and Abba make for thee and thy son. But thus the Lord God of Israel, come on. But thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the bearer of meal shall not waste. Listen to me, people of God. The bearer of meal shall not waste. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Trust me. Trust the Lord. Trust the word that I'm speaking to you. But thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the bearer of meal shall not wait. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail unto the day that the Lord sent rain upon the earth. Because it was upbound. It was a time that remember when Elijah had said and let Ahab know that it was not going to rain. I love it when he said, the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, that there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word, that it wasn't going to rain. They were in a famine. They was in a difficult time. But yet the Lord sustained his man of God. The Lord sustained Elijah. He sent him to the brook. He had the raven to bring him flesh and to bring him bread. He had the brook to give him that water. So when the brook dried up, God had told him to go to Zarephath, and that there was going to be a widow woman, and he had commanded to sustain him. And when she did, well, you heard the rest of it, what had happened after then, but then the Lord had spoken to this woman through Elijah and said, go as thou hast said, but make me first. And bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. Could you imagine what she was thinking? You know, and we can look at it in the daytime. I dare you to ask me, man of God, to give you my last bread and this oil. I'm not going to give it to you because of the fact you must lost your mind. But when you can trust God, when you can know it's not about you, it's not about your son, but it's about being obedient to God. It's about being able to hear the man of God. There are people out there, there are some out there, even today, that worry whether that next bill money, that light bill, that water bill, that mortgage bill, that for the loan on your home, that car payment, all of that. You're wondering where that's going to come from. But even as, oh my God, even as God made a way when it seemed to be no way. God made a way when it seemed to be no way. God had a way for the man of God. He had a way and made a way for this widow woman and for her son. And here, the word of God says, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. She believed the man of God. She had faith in the man of God. And she and he and her household did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, just like the man of God said. Oh, my God. Neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. No, it didn't fail because God had his hand on it. It didn't fail because God took care of the both of them. You may be in a place today and you are wondering, God, is God going to take care of me? Is God going to sustain me? Is God going to open that door for me? You know, God say that he is that door. He say, I am the way. He say, I am the truth. He say, I am the light, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Even as God calls that bird to sustain and to keep the man of God, God has numerous ways in order to take care of his people. You may think somebody's going to come and give you a lottery ticket. You may think that you're going to win the sweepstakes. You may think that someone is going to come to your door and knock on your door and say that you just won $1 million. I don't know how God and what means God going to use in order to bless you. But all I know today that God is going to bless you. I want you to know that God is going to and will open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that there be not room enough to receive. I believe that God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. But all you have to do, even as God spoke through the man of God and told the woman of God to not to fear. See, we cannot fear. We are not to fear, but we have to believe God. Believe that he is able to move on our behalf. Believe that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Sometimes we are in difficult and hard places in our lives. But yet, we have to stand on the word of God. Yet, we have to have that confidence and faith in God. It is not what we see. You know, sometimes we can get in trouble with God when we don't stand upon his word. When I believe, when I remember how God had brought the Israelites out of Egypt with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, he didn't bring them out to kill them and to destroy them. He brought them out that they could be able to go into the promised land. He brought them out that they could be healthy, that they could be strong, that they could be able, most of all, to serve him. But yet, when they got into a hard place, they stopped looking to the Jehovah Jireh, who was there for God. They stopped looking to the one that was able to sustain them and to keep them. They forgot that the Lord God had brought them through the river when Pharaoh was behind them. They forgot how God opened up the river so they could get by, so they can go through it. And when the children of Israel had gone through it, they forgot how God closed it up and Pharaoh's army was drowned in it. Oh, they forgot the miraculous work of God. They forgot how they had cried and before even being delivered out of Israel because of the hardness of the heart of the Egyptians, how the taskmasters, how they ruled over them, and how they treated them, and how they unfairly made them do things and work very hard, and how they were threatened in many ways. But when we, as people of God, we need not forget what God has done in our life. We need not forget how God has brought us out. Remember when you were sick and God healed your body? Do you not forget what God has done for you? Remember when you had that headache and you asked God to forgive, to heal you of that headache and God healed you? Remember when your child was sick and you asked God to touch your child, to move the fever of the cause of that child to feel better, whether it was a stomach ache or whether that child had rheumatic fever, whatever it may have been. Oh, my God. The Lord brought you out. The Lord had brought your children out in many, many ways. So, therefore, sometimes we forget where God has brought us up and where God has brought us from. And there was a song that Carol Wheaton sang that God will do it again. Don't you know that God will do it again and again and again? All we need to do is to stand upon God's word and to believe God, even in difficult times, even in times where we don't see the answer. We need to know that God is the answer. God is the answer for today. He is the answer for tomorrow. He is the answer for your future. He is that answer. So when there are things that come upon our lives, we're going to have to stand on God's word. God, I don't see in the natural the way I'm going to be, that the way that you're going to bring me out of this. But because you are God, because you are the Alpha and Omega, because you are the beginning and the end, because you are Jehovah Shalom, you God, I'm going to have a peace about this thing. Oh, God, because, God, you are Jehovah Raphael, I know that you are my healer. And, God, that you're going to heal me no matter what discomfort, infirmity, disease, whatever it may be, no matter what the doctor report has been, I'm going to stand on your word. And that is what God wants us to do today, to stand upon his word. And even in the difficult times, we're going to have to stand on God's word. Oh, yes, we can say hallelujah and praise God when things are going well. But that has to be our report every day of our lives. We should give God a hallelujah, and we should give him a praise the Lord, and we should say thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. I believe, God, this time that we have to believe God. We have to stand upon his word. And when we began to look at that same chapter, that 17th chapter of 1 Kings, and we look at that 17th verse, it tells us it began. The widow woman, we seen earlier how she had gone through a time that she was almost destitute. She was almost, she didn't have anything that she could see that was going to sustain her. But God had commanded her to take care of Elijah. And there are people in our lives that God has commanded to take care of us, that God would use them as an instrument to take care of us, even when we don't see it. God would use them to take care of us. God would open up doors and avenues and ways in order to take care of us. That song says, Jesus, he will take care of you. And you have to know that he will take care of you. And then when we began to look in that 17th verse, it says later, and when it came to pass, that after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was sore that there was no breath left in him. Her son, her only son, had became sick. And when he was so sick that there was no breath, there was no life that left in this child. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come to me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? Why is it sometimes that we began to blame God, and we began to blame the man of God for things that happen in our lives. Sometimes it's just a test. Sometimes even it looks like a test that you don't want to go through. Sometimes it looks like something that you don't see an answer to. But again, I say to you this morning that you have to look to God and know that God will take care of you. And not only will he take care of you, he will take care of that which belongeth unto you as well. And so she thought that, oh, the man of God, Elijah, what have I to do with thee, oh, thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remember and to slay my son, oh, my God? And he said unto her, give me thy son. He moved in confidence. He moved in faith. He knew the God that he served. He didn't forget about how God had brought him out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He knew that God, even as God had sustained that widow woman, God was able to bring him out. Sometimes the enemy tried to make the men and women of God doubt what God has done for them. Sometimes the enemy try to make the men and women of God forget how God brought them out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. And Elijah took the child up. He took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And this is where Elijah began to cry unto the Lord and say, oh, Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? Oh, that was not the intent of God. But Elijah, I'm going to show you, even in a greater way, that I am God and that I have all power in my hand. I'm going to show you this day. I'm going to show even this young man's son, mother, that I am able to move on your behalf. I've given you the food. I've given you water to drink. And I've sustained you. The oil did not fail. You had the proof of oil. Everything worked because of my goodness and because of my righteousness. But yet, I'm going to show you even in a great way. Sometimes our faith has to go to that next level. Sometimes we'll ooh and ah, and we shouldn't thank God for the things that God has done for us in our lives. And we'll look and see how God brought us through. But then God began to take you to that next level in him. And when he took them, and I believe that he was taking not only that widow woman, but then taking Elijah as well. Because he said, remember, he said, oh Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow which whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, oh, Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. My God, let him live. Let his soul come unto him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber unto the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. Oh my God. When we get what faith, the Bible said, now faith, remember what we said before, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He prayed unto God. God heard his prayer. and the child was revived. The child was brought back to life. The faith of the mother went to the next level. She said, and the woman said unto Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth is true. Oh, my God, when we can look at God, when we can see the power, when we can see the authority and how God is a mighty God. He is a counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the everlasting God. He is able to move on behalf of his people. And so when we look at this, we can see how God protected and how God brought life into this child. The mother had lost hope. Elijah began to intercede before God. God heard the prayer of Elijah, and life came back unto him. I don't know what you're going through today, but whatever the problem may be, whatever the situation is today, I want you to stand on the word of God. I want you to believe the Lord God like never before. I want you to know that there is nothing too high for God. And you must believe God. Believe him and know that he is your God, and the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God, and that God is well able to fight every battle. Whatever fight it is, whatever battle it is, the battle is not too great for God. Come on. Let's stand upon the word of God today. Let's believe the word of God today. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And I want you to come with me. I want you to go with me this morning. And I want you to go. I'm not going there alone. If I have to, I will. But I want you to get ready to pray. And whatever the request, God let us know to make our request known unto him. Whatever that petition is, whatever it is that you need God to move on your behalf, I want you to know today that God is going to move. And just believe that he's going to move on your behalf, even now as we pray. But there is nothing too high for God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Lord, we thank you, God, for being a keeper this morning. Lord, we ask you, God, to keep us in perfect peace. God, you say that you'll keep us in perfect peace, whose mind that is stayed upon thee. And Lord, we thank you for your provision for the people. And Lord, even as the enemy is trying to bring fear and doubt and unbelief into their heart, Father, I pray even now that you would touch them. That Lord God, that you would give them what they need on today. And Father, I thank you right now for sustaining them, but comforted them, even as you was able to sustain and comfort, Father God, the man of God, the woman of God, and is able to bring peace and joy into their lives. Lord, I thank you right now for every person that's listening under the sound of my voice, that you, God, will move on their behalf. No matter what the situation is, Lord God, move on their behalf. And Father, I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you for the demonstration of your word today. I thank you, Lord God, for moving on their behalf. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for this Hour of Power broadcast that is coming live from the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come and join us on Wednesday of next week at 9 o'clock as we give God the glory and we give him the honor and as we give him the praise for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. Until then, come on and bless the Lord. Until then, come on and give God all the glory. We invite you to the Breakthrough broadcast, which will be airing on tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We would like to invite you to come and join us as we bless the Lord and give him all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.